With university costs such as tuition, books, and equipment seeing a significant rise within the past 5 years, it is becoming increasingly difficult for families to send their children to college. Luckily, programs like the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, better known as FAFSA, exist. Texas State senior Lydia Barillas says these programs have their own internal flaws.
The FAFSA application only assumes that all parents help. And for example, in my case, it's not that my parents wouldn't want to help, but it's just realistically, they can't. That extra money isn't there to pay for college. And the amount that college costs is just too high for low middle class families to pay for. And that is the category of these students. We're low middle class. We have certain luxuries, but we don't have that exact luxury to pay for college.
This situation is not only limited to public university students. For the students that attend private universities or have other siblings pursuing higher education also suffer from the downside of FAFSA, often at an even greater expense. Junior at Concordia University, a private institution, Matthias Reinhardt, explains his frustration with FAFSA.
I come from a family and that technically makes too much money for me to get grants and not enough money to support 3 students within the family. They're under the assumption that $70,000 a year is a reasonable amount to survive. But when your brother's tuition is $22,000 a year, your sister's tuition is $38,000 a year, and your tuition is $36,000 a year, at the end of the day, the debt after 4 years exceeds the amount that your parents are able to bring in annually. So if our parents were to support us every single year, they would actually be $20,000 in debt themselves, which is something that no child should have to impart upon their parents.
FAFSA is a financial aid tool that all students use throughout their college careers. Every school year, students are obligated to submit their application and tax form information in the hopes of qualifying for aid the following school year.
Hi, I'm Christopher Murr, and I'm the Director of Financial Aid and Scholarships. Typically, financial aid based on the federal model is looking at prior year tax information. And beginning for 17-18, they'll be looking at prior year tax information to determine a family's resources they have available to apply for the need-based aid or help with their educational cost. If the parents have lost their job or have a significant reduction in income for the household, then they can apply for what's called a special circumstances request, where they'll complete a form and provide the necessary documentation to really demonstrate that there's been a significant reduction in their current year's resources and income. There's not a certain threshold because the methodology set by Congress in determining what variables have to be used for a family's financial situation and determining how much they can contribute toward their son or daughter's education and therefore how much financial need they have. And those range from not only adjusted gross income that's reported on the tax return, asset information, investments, child support that they're receiving, varies quite a bit depending upon how those variables are answered.
However, for some students, like Lydia Barillas, it's too late for them to save money. They continue to overcome financial struggles and carry the load that their debt has become.
Some sacrifices, number one, is I have had to take out loans under my name, and my parents have had to take loans to help me get through college, and that itself is a burden for the future. Also, currently, I'm working 2 jobs so that I can pay out of pocket for my summer classes because my financial aid has only covered fall and spring, but since I've taken all the financial aid that I can possibly take, it won't cover any summer classes I need. I have about $46,000 in loans once I graduate, not including the money I'm gonna have to pay out of pocket during the summer. So just what I've taken out in loans is roughly $46,000. If I wouldn't have gone to early college and have gotten all the credits that I did then, my debt would be about $80,000 or more, depending on how many classes I would take each semester.
For Matthias Reinhardt, who falls into this unfortunate category, hopes that FAFSA changes their application process and provides more in-depth questions.
I think that if you're able, right, to not only say how much your parents make a year, but you're able to actually say their other costs per year, that way the government can actually get a better gauge of how much you need to go to college, I think that that'd be a way, way better situation. Because me stating, hey, my parents make certain amount of money a year, it really, really doesn't kind of equate for their mortgage, for their household costs, for my brother and sister's costs, as well as mine. Just tells you how much they make a year, and they're assuming that you have enough to support everybody within your family. I am getting in debt, but I know that that's a requirement to get to the point that I want to be at. And it's actually quite sad that we as students have to get to that point where we are financially crippled, walking out, you know, starting our lives.
There is a lot of stress regarding exams, projects, and finding out what you want to do with the rest of your life. But nothing compares to the amount of stress that indulges us in regards to our financial standing during and after college. The ultimate goal for students is to be successful in their career choices. Unfortunately, student debt becomes a burden that delays what they have long worked for with plenty of sleepless nights and studying. For KTSW News, this is Kat Huerta.